It's a lively Thursday night at Fairbanks' Red Dot Studios as rap artist Peanut freestyles alongside producer EW. Artists and associates are rolling in and out, talking with Red Dot Productions manager as they wait for studio owner Josh Silva, a.k.a. Red, to arrive from a recent meeting. There's energy in the air as Red Dot Productions prepares to release their latest CD, a compilation that features a list of artists from the interior. EW explains that the compilation is primarily to promote talent associated with Red Dot while working towards a larger goal of building a name for rap and hip-hop in Alaska.
Up here, we're so underrated, but there is so much love up here for hip-hop. That's my main goal, is to go ahead and put Alaska on the map, let people know that there's young people up here that's doing the same thing. Everybody look at us as aliens, but I want to really wow people when we really do something with this.
Most Alaskan rap and hip-hop artists share EW's vision for expanding the genre into America's final frontier. In Anchorage, Versatile Recordings has taken the helm, promoting performers such as Most Heard Unseen, Tracy Roscoe, Frank Scissorhands, and Todd the Terrible. They have diverse backgrounds and styles, yet share the ambition to make good music. For Frank Scissorhands and Todd the Terrible, it isn't necessarily about the bling bling, the riches mainstream rap culture is famous for touting. Instead, it's about putting the heart back into the genre.
So my goal is to make good music and try to make a living out of it.
I mean, it's a hobby. It's something we like to do. You know, we enjoy coming to do shows. We enjoy getting the crowd live. We enjoy doing this type of thing. Our goal ain't really, well, me personally, my goal ain't really to be rich and famous or anything like that. That's hard to do. That's a long way off, you know. This ain't a fact. In a park of your mind from the beast that I select. You just a little rat. I'm a space cadet. Who moves the highest mountains with my voice and my breath? A one-man orchestra. Orchestrating.
This attitude and perspective is leading to the development of an altogether different music style. For years, there has been an East Coast-West Coast definition that is slowly blended into other parts of the United States. Frank Scissorhands and Todd the Terrible say a similar thing is happening in Alaska.
So you have people from, you know, that do the West Coast style of music. You got us that do the, you know, the East Coast style of music. And, you know, it's blended in with West Coast because his rhymes, you know, his accent. It's like when you're a kid, you go on to Burger King and you do a suicide drink. You know what I mean? You put all different types of sodas in the cup.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
That's the best way to describe it right there.
Red, artist and owner of Fairbanks' Red Dot Studios, agrees that Alaska will be something new given its recent musical evolution.
It's really like a mixture of almost everything together because a lot of the people that are from here are from everywhere else. So kind of all get in this boiling pot and we all kind of have our ideas and create our music together, so this makes a whole new flavor up north.
In Alaska, artists often disassociate themselves from the stereotypical gangster party rap image that is mainstream in the music industry. While many are familiar with those realities because of life in the lower 48, Red Dot rapper Peanut says that lyrics shouldn't promote excessiveness and violence.
I define a good rapper if he's actually sending a message through his music and actually if he's really saying something, because a lot of rappers out there, they be out there talking about, you know, some of the stuff that they do in the club or, you know, some stuff that they do out in the street that really is not important, and it's not sending a message over to the people that's listening. And that's basically why I want to do music and get out there, so because I'm actually trying to say something.
In Anchorage, Versatile Recording CEO Josh D says that he is optimistic about artists' chance for success in this business. Red echoes this confidence, especially when he thinks back 10 years when he first started. Now, with more experience as an artist, business owner, and producer, he looks forward to further promoting others willing to merge substance and style into this new sound. For AK, I'm Rachel Cavapo in Fairbanks. Started breaking down bees, tearing trees out the sack. Cause it's mandatory for players like us to smoke like that. And we ain't got no time for them fake haters. Drop me by the hell store. I said I'll meet you with the tail later. Walked up to the counter, tell us that I must have lost my mind again. Half down a crown again.